It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, glad we're together again today. Do you know what this is? Do you know what might be under this paper and ribbon? Well, it's something that has leaves, and it grows, and it doesn't make much noise. Let's take it to the kitchen. I'll open it out there. Hi, fish. You ready? Take the ribbon off. It's a plant. See how beautiful the leaves are here? Look at these leaves. Each one is different. And yet they're all part of the same plant. I think they're beautiful. Plants seem to be very quiet. But you know something? Even when we're not looking or listening to them, plants are still growing. Just like people. People keep growing all the time, even when we're not looking or listening. Mm-hmm. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing all about. Yes, you are. Hmm? Oh, there's the telephone. Let's see who that is. Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. McFeely. No, I haven't gone yet. Later would be fine. Oh, I'm glad you found it. Thanks very much. All right, see you later. Bye-bye. That was Mr. McFeely. He has something for us to see. But before that, I want you to go somewhere with me. It's a place where people are learning to use ribbons in very beautiful ways. Let's just go there now, and I'll clean up here later. Come along.
Four times, every time, four times. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, and one, two. Turn around. The other way. One. Wait, one, down, one, down, two more. Beautiful. Thank you very much, it was great. Sasha, can you take the girls down there? Yes, to getting ready for the next one. Oh, Mr. Rogers, hi.
I'm glad to see you,
Mila. So nice to see you.
Glad to see you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor. Mila Kogos. Oh, that was wonderful to see you all. doing those beautiful movements.
Yeah, we try to do it really good. Okay, it's easy.
Can you help
easy.
Me with that?
Sure, I will. Yeah. Okay, just try from the beginning. Two hands together on the down.
Mm-hmm.
One. And up. And sides. Good. And down. One more time. Try without me. One. And. Okay, two. And this way. And down. Great. Great. Just great. The other one. One. Good. Two. No, 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 no. Yes. And then down. Very pretty. I love that.
Well, I loved what you all were doing, but I didn't see any ribbons.
You know why?
Why?
Because usually we start any kind of exercises without the ribbon.
Oh.
Because we're warming up.
Oh, it's
first.
A warm-up
time. Yeah, the warm-up
I see.
Part.
So you do all of these exercises, and I saw you get clear down here.
Yeah.
Like that, you know.
Yes, but the ribbons... It's the next part of our class.
I look forward to seeing those ribbons.
Okay, I'll get a couple for us.
Oh, for us?
Yeah,
oh,
we'll
good.
Try them.
How did she say? Like this? Can you do that? Can you go down like that on your knees?
Okay.
Oh.
So there are two of them. Usually we are working with one, but there are two just for you to try for me. Okay,
oh,
you want to
try?
Beautiful.
Oh, my, yes.
Okay.
Sure, I'd love to try.
Okay.
Now, how does it
what
work?
Hand you gonna use? Right hand, good. Okay, spirals first. Spirals, yes, I know, it's not easy. It's not easy, but you'll try. Yes, good. You're getting better and better every second. Good,
oh.
good. Straight your hand. Yeah, all right. Okay, you're tired already?
And you seem, oh, good. You seem to keep your arms straight.
Straight,
is that
straight,
it?
Yes. Okay, the next one is the snake. Snake.
How do you do that? Oh, back
just
and forth.
Just this way, yes, right. Good. Good. Use well, just the same hand you used before. Good. All right. And the figure eight. Look at me. Right and left. Figure eight, right and left. Good. Okay. Getting better. Close. Okay, this way and that way. Yes.
Have you
good.
Always been interested in such things?
Yeah, I
love it. Even when you were a little girl?
Yeah, I started when I was 6 years old.
Six?
Yeah,
oh.
And I just loved it.
And done all of these rhythmic kind of
gymnastics, yes.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
It's a beautiful kind of sport.
And the girls will be doing some ribbons now?
Yeah, they
oh,
are.
Oh, good.
They are getting ready.
You
so
think I
think
could
they
watch
are.
Them?
Oh, you can.
Where
sure,
should
you,
I sit?
You have to sit right there.
Okay.
Okay. Girls, getting ready.
Oh, I like
get
this
ready.
A lot. Here?
Yeah,
oh,
it's here.
This is very nice. I really like this.
Wait to see our girls with the ribbons.
With the girls, okay.
Yeah. Everybody ready.
Thank you very much, girls. Wow, aren't they great?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my.
And they have to practice a lot still.
They have to practice
yeah.
a lot. Well, we all have to practice a lot.
Sure.
And someday I hope that I can
practice with you. But thank you very much. I've enjoyed watching you so
okay.
much.
Okay. You know what? You'll keep it.
May I have this one?
Yes, you have this one.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I want you to have such a beautiful thing.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to know. What are those two girls about to
they
do?
They are getting ready for some little routine with the ribbon. You'll see, they're beautiful.
Could I see them before I go?
Sure.
Oh, I just stay right here and let's watch them. Wonderful.
They're working very hard.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Looks like I have a lot more practice to do.
All is welcome to our neighborhood.
Oh, thank you, Mila.
Okay,
bye,
see you.
Dear.
Bye-bye. Okay, girls, one more time the jump. Smash it first.
Isn't it beautiful what people can do when they have a good idea and they practice it well? Let's have some make-believe. This is something that I wouldn't do in the house, so I'll just put it right here. Last time, we pretended that Henrietta Pussycat got a big bell for her tree. Remember? Okay. Yes, Trolley, I know. Well, Henrietta wanted to be sure she had something loud enough for people to call her and for her to call people. Well, her neighbor, X the Owl, thought the bell sounded too loud. So we can make believe some more about that and maybe something about ribbons, too. Neighborhood of Make Believe, Trolley. Must I tell you, Henrietta?
Meow, 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 come.
Why did you want me to come this time? Another drink of water?
Meow. Meow, meow, very important, very important.
Well, what is it then? Oh, does that loud bell hurt your ears, Bob Dog?
Meow, sorry. Meow, meow, tell you something, meow, meow, secret.
Oh. What? What's your secret?
Meow both promise, meow won't tell.
Promise?
Meow won't say a word, Bob Dog. Meow meow things, meow other planets here.
Things from other planets here? What do you mean?
Meow saw them. Meow, 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 ring my bell.
You're sure you saw something, Hen?
Meow, don't tell meow, meow, buddy.
I won't, but I'm sure gonna look for them myself.
Meow, 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 word, Bob Dog.
No word.
Meow, good. Meow, 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 meow.
But if you see anything from another planet, just ring Hen's bell, okay?
Okay.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, hello there, Bob Dog. How are you? You're not talking? Any reason? What's that? You're not talking because of this bell?
Meow, meow. Oh. Meow, meow, matter.
Hello there, Henrietta Pussycat.
Meow, 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 ring, meow, bell.
Oh, Bob Dog was showing me why he wasn't talking.
Meow, meow, secret.
I see. Well, I'm on my way to visit Prince Tuesday, so I'll just leave you all with your secret, okay?
Meow, okay. Good for you, Meow Dog. Meow.
See you later. I wonder what that secret's all about. Well, hello there. I don't think I've ever seen a flying ribbon before. Oh, just fine, thank you. How do you do? You are so graceful. Incidentally, do you know why Bob Dog won't talk? It's a secret, yes, that's what they told me. I hope it's not a scary secret.
Looks like you've met Ribbon.
Tuesday?
Yes.
Oh, I hardly recognized you in that outfit.
Ribbon knew me, didn't you, Ribbon?
Oh, is Ribbon a friend of yours?
Oh, sure. Even helped me with this costume.
That is a splendid costume.
Will you please help me put this cape on?
Oh, surely. So pretty.
Thank you.
Does that feel all right?
It does.
Good.
Do I look like I'm from another planet?
Oh, you surely do.
Good. Well, now I want to sound different, too.
Well, how can you do that?
H.J. Elephant gave me this to put on here.
Oh.
Would you help me do it?
I'll try.
Okay.
Right here?
Yes, please. And now all I have to do is press this, and I'll make a funny sound.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready. Would you do that again?
Sure.
Well, Henrietta's right, Bob Dog. You better go hide so they don't catch you. Yeah. Go, go, go. Oh, you're right, Henrietta. I'm scared, too.
Meow.
Oh. I wonder if Trolley knows.
Oh, it's just a costume, Trolley.
Oh, I'm just dressed up, Trolley.
Oh, yes, Ribbon's been helping us. That's for sure.
Hi, Trolley.
So, now Henrietta and X the Owl and Bob Dog are scared of something. What do you suppose it is? I think they'd feel better if they could talk about it rather than have to keep it such a secret. But wasn't it fun to see that ribbon moving by itself in make-believe? Do you ever make up your own pretend things like that? Imagination helps in all your play and all your work. Oh, there's somebody at the door. It's Mr. McFeely. I was hoping it would be you.
Speedy delivery to you. Is this a better time now to watch the video?
It's a perfect time, Mr. McFeely.
Well, here it is, How People Make Ribbon.
How People Make Ribbon.
That's
Will
right.
You tell us about it?
I'll tell you all about it as we watch it on Picture Picture.
Very good. We'll see how people make ribbon.
When people make ribbon, they start with plastic pellets. First, white ones, Now this man adds some green pellets.
So they're making green ribbon?
That's right. And now he sets up the machine to mix the two colors of pellets together.
Are those glasses to protect his eyes?
Yes, they are. When the pellets are finished being mixed, he presses a switch, and they pour out of a chute and into this giant bin.
That's a lot of plastic pellets, Mr. McFeely.
It takes lots of them to make lots of ribbon.
Oh, look at that.
Well, this man uses a forklift to take the bin filled with pellets to a machine where they'll be made into ribbon.
I like to watch that.
Mm-hmm. Now watch what happens. Onto the machine goes the bin.
Oh, and are they going to go down into that other bin there?
That's right. But first, this man checks to be sure that the bin is on just right.
Oh, look at him climb up there.
From there, the pellets drop down into this machine where they melt and are formed into a long, wide sheet of plastic.
Is that it? It looks like a big sheet of paper, not ribbon.
Oh, well, you're right, it does. But just wait. The sheet of plastic moves into this tub of water.
What happens there?
It cools off some. And up it goes onto big rollers. As the sheet travels over the big rollers, it's stretched and heated once again. Next, the sheet is wrapped into a big spool at the end of the machine.
That is a big spool of ribbon. Wow. I wonder how much it weighs.
Well, I'm not sure, but I know it weighs a lot. In fact, it's so heavy, this man needs the help of this machine to lift it up. Now watch carefully. When the two rollers come together, a blade will zip across and cut the plastic.
There it is. Ooh. That is fast. Wow.
Now it's time for the sheet to become ribbon. It's loaded onto this machine, and as it moves through the machine, lots of blades slice the plastic into thin strips. See the thin strips?
Yeah. Now it looks like ribbon. Mm-hmm. That's so pretty, those dancing ribbons.
Yes, it is pretty. More big rolls of ribbon. First, this man puts a piece of tape on the rolls. And he cuts the tape so there's a piece on each roll.
Well, why does he do that?
Oh, you'll see. And now he cuts the ribbon. After the ribbon is cut, the tape helps keep the ribbon on the roll.
I see what you mean. Look at that hand truck.
Yes, he uses that to take the rolls of ribbon to one more machine. And this woman loads each one onto the machine where the ribbon gets wrapped onto smaller rolls like the ones we see in the stores. Just watch.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite part. See the smaller rolls?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can see why you like this part.
And then down it goes into this box. And that's how people make ribbon.
And people do wonderful things with ribbon.
They certainly do. And speedy delivery to you. Oh. I have more deliveries to make.
Well, thank you for that, Mr. McFeely.
You're quite welcome. I'm back to the library, and I'll see you around the neighborhood.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and thanks again.
You're welcome.
Oh, we need to give food to the fish. Mustn't forget our fish. There you are, fish. Take our ribbon. And this. You know what's in here now. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, you know, if you had all the toys in the world and you didn't have any imagination about how you'd play with them, those toys would just sit there, doing nothing. And that would be no fun. Thinking up good things to do with what you have gives everybody a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Come on, plant and ribbon. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.